over here, when you open up the roof, or when you put the barrel on top of him, right now something is starting. Right now it's starting that he's suffocating, it's starting to become cold, so maybe here you will be chayiv. Therefore there's no proof. Hold the fine zayin on the base on top. Moses simin sulam tris samon and bekaisim. Omar Rava says like this: Doch voy labor. Let's say you throw somebody down into a pit. The sulam labor. At the time when you threw him down, there was a ladder there. It was possible for him to come up, and he wouldn't been killed. Or bo acha besukai. After you threw him down, now somebody came and took away the ladder. Even if the person himself, the one that threw him down there, later ran over and pulled away the ladder. Caught down the Silkai Potter. You should know he's Potter from Issa. The one that threw him down is not cool. He did an action of killing. Why? Did the Ibn Deshadya, at the time when he threw him down into that pit, Yochol Alaisu, he was able to come up. There was a ladder there at that time. So the actual throwing him down into the pit is not considered a Maisa Riga. Therefore, even though later you pulled up the ladder, that's called a Groma. You're only going him to die. For a Groma, you're potty, not Chayiv Misa. Right, same thing. Because at the time when you threw him down, the ladder was there.
Right.
Zorak Chayt, you throw an arrow at your friend. You throw an arrow at your friend. Utris the other, the time when you shot the arrow, he had a shield protecting him. Now, Ubo Achav Notloy, somebody else feels fierce comes and takes away the shield, that now the arrow goes straight through his heart and kills him. Viafilahu, even if the person himself called the Notloy, fast, he shoots the arrow, and he remembers a fast runner, he ran faster than the arrow and pulled away the shield. And the arrow goes straight through his heart and kills him. Potter, you're Potter from Issa. Why? To the Ibna de Shadyabe, at the time when you shot the arrow, Misak Piska Giri, there was something there to stop your arrow. There was a shield there. Your action is not an action of shooting the arrow through his heart. The time you shot it, there was a shield protecting him. Therefore, it's not called you did a Maisa Misa. Somebody later came along and pulled it away. He was going to the Misa, but your action is not called the Maisa Hariga. The Yom HaRov, another case. Zorak Boi Chetz, Tisarmon and Biyodai. You throw an arrow at the person, but the person at the time has medicine, has some seif on his hand, that even if the arrow will go through him, the arrow goes straight through you, he has medicine that could put there that would stop the bleeding so he wouldn't die. At the time when you shot him, he had medicine there that would protect him. And somebody else comes after you shoot him. Upizron spreads away the medicine. Viafila, who called them Upizron, even you yourself, the one that shot him, fast runs there and disperses the medicine. Potter, still your Potter from Isa. It's only called a groma. You only caused it, but it's not called you did a mice an action of killing him. The Biidna, the Shadyabe, at the time when you shot him, Yochol Esrapoyes Havoy, he was able at that time to heal himself. So it's not considered you did a Maisa Hariga. And we have in the Torah even says, when you throw a stone at him, it has to be a stone that the stone could really kill him. But if the stone was a light stone that normally shouldn't have killed him, you're Potter. A Maisa Hariga has to be a pure cut case that the action could kill him. Here, this action cannot kill him, because he had the possibility to protect himself, to heal himself. I he didn't. That's a grammar. Omer Rabashi, Hilkach, therefore, afilu sa'itzer b'gichidish, afilu samonim b'shuk. Let's say he doesn't have medicine at hand at all, but the druggist has medicine, and it would be possible for him to get medicine from the druggist and to heal himself. See, if he doesn't do that, he is still part of Misa. It's not cool. You'd made a clear-cut case of killing him. It was possible to save him. Or Malay Rav Acha Bredi Rav Rav Ashi Nizdamnun Loi Samonim Maho. What's going to be if Nizdamnun Loi Ashi says Lemuka Acher Hamakia V'Loi Korner V'Loi Ripo Atzmoi. Let's say after you shot him, now somebody brought him over medicine and he didn't use it and he died. Maho. Rav says, me, I'm going to do, we say, Harei Hoye Yochol Esrapos. Listen, the person could have healed himself. Even though at the time when you shot him, there was no medicine around, but later somebody came and brought medicine so he could have healed himself. Or do you maybe know? Kivon the Mishazrika, since at the time when you shot him, well, he had some on him. There was no medicine around. Mechayev, maybe therefore it's cold, you made a clear cut, you did a Maisariga. The Makas Mavasu, you shot him, that shooting really is supposed to kill him. Just later on, somebody came with medicine, Salat, but the Maisa was at the time, he was supposed to kill him. And the Maisi did not use the medicine and he died. What would be the Lacha? Omalaisi answered back, he's proper from Isa. Because since at the time when the person brought the medicine, so now it's not considered a clear case, a clear cut Misa. Because since the medicine is on hand, he could have used it and saved himself. So at that second, we do not see the Misa killing him. Because there's a possibility to save him. So even though he does not use it, the Horeg is potter. It's not called the Misa Misa.
And it would be the same if other people could use it.
The Yom HaRov, it was like this. Zorak Tzror Bakoysa. Listen, you throw a stone against the wall and a rebound. V'chozor li'achorer v'holga. When a rebound kills somebody. Chayiv, yichayiv mitzvah. If you throw a stone on the wall and it rebounds and kills somebody and you have intentions to kill him, that's called a Maisa Riga. That's called your koyach yichayiv. V'tona tunurot also. Someone's playing with a ball. Shahogo b'mezit. If he kills somebody, b'mezit. Nehogin. Yechayiv misa. So you see, pushing a ball means you throw it against the wall and it rebounds and kills a person. Yechayiv misa. That's called yokayach. B'shoigig. If you do it b'shoigig, not willingly, is goylin. You got a golus. For the Gemara b'shoigig, goylin shita. Why not? B'mezit. The Chur, why not? Once you tell him like b'mezit is chayiv misa, it's called yokayach. So if you did it b'shoigig, shita, you got a golus. Tomorrow said true. The second part is poshid. But I'll tell you, b'mezid nahorga mitzvah, I need this chiddush. That if you do it b'mezid willingly, you're chayiv misa. Because otherwise, the mouth, the same mouth, is what to say. Hasuras sofiki, it says, when I warn you, do not do this, it's a doubtful. Because the miyema the hodra, who tells us so sure a rebound? Like you're throwing a stone against the wall. Who says it's going to rebound? Or even a ball? How do we know that's called a maisa riga? Maybe it's doubtful whether rebound or not. So it's a chsor and the hasra. We can't warn you clearly and say, do not do this action. Because if you do this action, you're for sure going to kill him, and he'll be chayav misa. He has a right to think in his mind, maybe it won't rebound so strong. So he's not for sure he's doing a maisa riga. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush, no. That a rebound is for sure, and if you had intentions that this rebound should kill him, you're chayav misa for it. It's called an action. Tony Rav Tachlipo, Rav Tachlipo, Bamarova. Kind with Rabbi Yahua. Could go in Edo Amasach and the Kaddis, the kids, the people that play with bulls, Shahogu, they throw it against the wall, they rebound, they kill somebody. So like this. Toich Arbama is Potter. If the person is standing within Dalar Amas, then they're Potter. Well, since they for what? From Bemezid or Beshoigig? Chutzla Arbamas, if the person is standing outside Dalar Amas, then Chayiv. Omri Ravino Ravashi. Hey, then what's the case talking about? If the person wants to rebound, even the person standing 2 amas away, why shouldn't he be chayiv? The rationale is the case here is chayiv golus. We're not talking about b'meizid, we're talking about b'shoigig. In other words, b'meizid could be a chayiv in both cases. But b'shoigig is the chiddush. Now what, if the guy does not want the rebound, even if it went 4 amas, even if the person standing 4 amas away, he should also be potter. Omalei says like this, the case is that Stam Masach and Bekadur, normal people that are playing with a ball, Kama the Ayel Tfei Menach Nichalei, that they want the rebound to go far. In other words, it's considered like they have intentions that the rebound should go at least a Dal Damas. Therefore, if you're doing it Peshegig, means you do not realize somebody's there. You do not have intentions of killing him. So now, what intentions do you have? When you throw the ball against the wall, you have intentions it should go Daladamis. A normal rebound goes back Daladamis. Now, if the person is standing 2 amis and it landed on the person, you do not have that intentions. So that's the Gemara in Makis, that Midashna Prosek HaSheloi Tzidor, that if you had intentions to throw something 4 amis and it only went 2 amis, you're potter from Golis. If you do it Peshegeg, it has to end up where you had intentions that it should end up. Or the opposite, if you wanted to go 2 amas and it went 4 amas and killed somebody there, you are part of b'shoigig. No, hilchos b'shoigig, hilchos b'shoigig, Zumar Makis. The Torah brings down. By Shegeg, when you chayim Shegeg Zoni, if it ended up where you wanted it to. So therefore, if we'd be here bemezid that you want to kill the guy, it wouldn't make a difference whether the guy's 2 feet away or 4 feet away. You have intentions of killing him. So you're throwing the ball strong against the wall to kill him. So it wouldn't make a difference where he's standing, you'd be chayim. But we're talking about here, you did it b'shegeg. You didn't realize it. You did not have intentions to kill the person. So now, yoni chayiv shegeg, if the ball went where you had intentions for it to go. So you stand where a person throws it, wants a nice big rebound. He wants it to go back 4 feet, 4 arms. See if the person is standing 4 arms away, that's where it hit him, that was your intention, you chayiv golis. But if it was only standing 2, you did not have intentions, it should stop there, land there, therefore you put it. Yeah. So Rav says, Lemaimi, you want to tell me, this is also called Koichoi. A rebound is called your strength, and therefore you chayiv, the mezid you chayiv, misa, b'shoi you chayiv, golis, is this true? Or a minute, I have a question. Ha-makadesh v'nofal kiddish al-yodoi. You be makadesh v'mechatis, Rashi says, mechatis b'yefer, it means nesinas efer al-hamayim. When you burn the paraduma, and you take its ashes, and you pour the ashes into the water, that's called kiddish. You'll be mekadesh it now. Kori kiddish kadam masech taporo. Here. Now, what happened was, how you're throwing the ashes into the water, for nofal, kiddish al yodoi, oyah hatzad, viyachakach nofal l'shakas, posel. If the ashes coming down does not go directly from your hands into the water, but it goes on the side of the kli, or only falls off you, it's not called kiddish. The water is going through there. So if the ashes only fall into it or rebound off the side, it's not called a kiddush. So the question is, why not? Why isn't the rebound called your kayach? The chur came from your kayach. Here the Torah says, "Lo nitez mikoyach nefilu v'shoyno el miyatz mechaz v'shosim yodin." It's not really coming from your power; it's just like it's dripping down. If it's dripping down, like it was on your hands, and from your hands it just dripped down, that's not called yikoyach. Here we're talking about that you're throwing it. If you throw it and it rebounds, why is it rebounding? Because of your koyach, your strength. That's called yikoyach. But if something's on your hand and it just drips down, that's not called yikoyach at all. Here, b'shoisis means it's just dripping down. Toshima, it says, machat, a needle, shoinesun alacheris, that was on an earthly kli. These are law, and it was tamei, so you spritz the mechatis on it. Sofak ala machat hiza, sofak ala cheris hiza, you have a doubt, which one did the hiza go on? Omitzo leho, hazasa psula. But a mitzvah poshim means that it bounced back onto it, so it's not called good. Rashi's kloimo minacheres chozra v'nitzas aleo. You spritz the water onto the earthly kli, and there it rebounded, it spritz back onto the machad. That's posel. The question is why? To tell him now we rebound. It's called your kayach, so it should also be called the kli that's spritzing the mechatis. It landed on the machad. So why is it still tamei? Again, not that he spritzed it, but it fell by itself. It just fell down there. So that's not called the koichai. Rashi meets it, malav, lav, loshin, motzri, derbe, atoza, not that you spritzed it, and loshin meets the kloy, ma'atoza, ninfesoler, it was found there, that's all. We do not know how it was there. So not that shot is that spritzed from your strength onto the earthly kli, it went onto the machat, that would be called koichai. Here it just means the water ended up on the machat, we do not know how, maybe just dripped there, that's why it's possible. It's tummy. Yeah. Omar Atapa, Haiman dekafte lechavre, somebody tied up his friend. The Ashkenalei bitka demaya. Then you opened up the dam, you opened up the water, the door, where the water starts to rush out now. So, and it kills him, the water. Giridayu, that's called your koyach, your arrows, that you're chayif. Or mechayif. But hanimilu, when was this said, the koyach rishon? So Rashi learns that means the person you tied up was within the first baldamis, was right in front of the door. So when you open up the door, the water comes running down on top of him and kills him, that's called your koyach. Aval the koyach sheni, but the person was tied up a few feet away, that the water first comes running down onto the ground right here, and then the water flows further, that's called already koyach rasheni, that's not called your koyach, you'll be potter. Rashi al-Bakoyach Sheni, Shenichu Rochek Tzas, V'lenoflo Amayim Miyad B'tzeisai, it didn't come directly on him, just it dragged along. That's not called Yekoyach, it's not called Yekoyach, at least for Maisa Misa. Kuroma B'yalmo, it's only called the Kuroma, and you're Potter from Misa. Your koyach is only when you opened up the dam, the door, the first thing that comes out is again like this door is holding back the water. So you taking away the door, it's like kamat, you're causing it to fall right down right now. So at the chiddush, that's not called the grama. That's called like you're pressing it down. Like you know there's pressure there. So by releasing the pressure, it's called you're making it fall down. But only the first hit, not the second place. The yomar atopa, zorak tzor lamal, you throw a stone upwards. For hochol it studim, and it comes down on the side a little bit, for hochol it kills somebody chayiv. That's called your action. But mashma becomes straight down, you just threw it straight up. Then it comes straight down, you'll be potter. Because your koyach is throwing it up. Your koyach stops up there. Then it comes down, that's not called your action coming down. But where you threw it to the side a little bit, then the pshat is, how come it went over there? How come it's coming down there? That's still called from your koyach. Because you threw it upwards, so instead of just come straight down, the fact that it's going there is considered like it's a continuous kayach of yours. It's like an archway. You're throwing it like this. It's so still called your kayach. That's the chiddush here. Didn't fall right where you threw it. It goes away a little bit. That's called your kayach.
What are you saying
if it goes on the side? It's like, what's his kayach? What kind of swear is that? No. His kayach, where did he throw it? Upwards. So his strength should keep on going up. When it comes down, your kayach, when it comes down, it's not his kayach anymore. What do you say when it comes down on the side? His kayach, it's not his kayach. But she says, Tazel Yael, to a kalfe malazot, connected with what's done.
Because the sideway
fire is over here. Samar says, no. Vilab kaychiyu, Tazel Tachas. No, it wasn't for his power.